Hello, everybody, and welcome to our call tonight, our ERC end of the month check-in group coaching, open coaching support. So I'm here on these calls to support you in whatever way you need support, to celebrate with you, to explore challenges, to share with you what I would recommend in various situations, to help you decide on lab tests or next steps or whatever it is you feel like you need. So the way these calls are structured is pretty open. I'd love to just have whoever wants to share something, share, or if you have a question. But if you have a question or a concern, I would love to hear it couched with a success, because I feel like we always need to look for those successes, especially those of us who are overachievers and really hard on ourselves when we don't do things perfectly. It's really good to just take a moment to breathe and look for some of the small stuff that we did right. Hey, I drank a quart of water already today, and I'm about to drink a second one. That's a success. Those are things to celebrate. So it's pretty open. So who would like to go ahead and ask questions or share first? Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I had a huge success. I did Jane Guyette's second heart cleanse, liver gallbladder cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. It was really, really good for me. I'm glad I did it.
Awesome.
And I came off of it the way she recommended, which was to reverse that diet, and just really take it easy. So I continued to pass stones until Friday. We did the flush on Sunday, and I kept on passing, which is really good. I didn't have any problems. So I had tons more energy. I felt wonderful. And I've committed to do another one in August after talking to her about that at great length, which is right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my question is, ever since then, it's not like that area. It's almost like every once in a while, it's just a little bit sore.
You mean the liver gallbladder area? Over?
Yeah, I can feel it in there.
Okay.
I'm not really looking for it, but it was just every once in a while, mostly I'll notice it at night because, I'm winding down and more aware. Yeah.
Every day or just every so often?
It's really just every so often. At the end of the first week after I finished it, it sometimes would be itchy. Just a teeny bit. It's not like it's some hurting. So I just wondered if you any thoughts about that, or if it just got a really big workout, which it really did, right?
Well, first of all, I do think it got a big workout. That cleanse is pretty intense, and it wakes it up, right? If you've had sluggish gallbladder liver function for a while, it starts to wake it up, and it starts to do more work, starts to release toxins more, starts to release more bile. You might notice, just pay attention to whether on the days you do get that sensation, are they days when you've eaten more in terms of fat content in your diet that day, right? Or you've been a little bit more stressed and it causes it to act up a little bit, or notice your bowel movements on those days. Had you had less bowel movements and so there's not as much movement through you? Water intake, look at those things. So these, I'm just giving you things to observe. The things that I would recommend for this might be get in the habit of doing a castor oil pack on the liver gallbladder area, and also can be over the intestinal area as well, on a regular basis, maybe 3 times a week. You do that. You do the castor oil pack, and you know how you did it on the night of the flush? You can do those just on a regular basis to just support that movement, to support the softening of stones, if there's any still in there, to support your body in just releasing, and your liver and gallbladder in movement. A lot of people do those on a regular basis, and that can be super helpful. The other thing that can be super helpful is just giving it a little bit more support in terms of foods and herbs. So certain foods really help support the movement of liver gallbladder. Burdock root's a really nice one. Dandelion, drinking dandelion tea. Burdock root, you probably get plenty of it living in the South, right? I think it grows really heartily there. And you can make a little, you can make stir fry with it. You can shred it up into little matchstick size pieces and mix it with carrot if you tolerate carrot, or daikon or something like that. And then make a little sesame, a little bit of sesame oil, maybe some sesame seeds, and you stir that up, right? The liver lover's gamaccio, which I have a recipe for probably in many books, but it's also on my blog, where you're taking some milk thistle seeds and grinding them up maybe with some broccoli seeds and some herbs that you like that help to move things along. And just like love on your liver and gallbladder and really appreciate what they're doing for you.
Wow, that's a lot. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering what, you know, what is aftercare? But it's all over. The cleanse is all over.
Right. You don't want to just say, okay, the cleanse is over. Give me my pizza back. You know, and I know you don't eat. That's not the way you eat, but that's what a lot of folks do. They do these amazing cleanses and then they go back to the old habits and they don't keep that going. So just keep that liver lover stuff and think, you know, put attention to it, right? I'm right now, you'll see me, you can't see where my hand is, but putting your hand over that periodically throughout the day, right? And just like loving on it.
Yeah. Because yeah. It's not a very big thing to have done so much. Like, how'd that stuff get in there?
That's right. Well, it's 60 years of stuff, right? And you've done a lot in the last few years to really turn things around, but you still have a whole lot of back talk to deal with, right? The years that, like, oh my God, remember those days when I was eating M&Ms and chomping down on things that, well, you're from the South, maybe stir fried and deep fried in Crisco, like things like that.
Fried chicken, yeah, childhood.
Fried chicken, right? So it's some of those things that are just making their way out. And like Jane recommends, I like to do them on a regular basis, right? I think 2-3 times a year is awesome to do one like that.
Oh, all right. Well, that feels really right. I did the sway test on it, you know, and so I'm going to do it again.
Good.
And but thank you very much for all that.
You're very welcome. And congratulations. It's a big thing to have done.
Thank you. And you know, for the last year I have, it's felt a little bit heavy in there prior to.
Uh-huh.
So I probably needed it.
You probably needed it. And if you ever noticed that you were having a little difficulty with fat digestion, it would be, you know, that should be getting better, but just one is maybe not enough. But notice if when you have those pains, it is when you eat a little bit more fat or you're angry at something during the day, angry or frustrated, because that's the emotion in Chinese medicine that's associated with your liver and gallbladder.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And then also make sure you do it with the new moon, because new moon is about intention.
Right. So that's when Jane usually schedules them. Yep. And I'm sure Isabel will too when she starts taking it over. Yeah. I don't do them on my own. I just try to do them with Jane. But this last time I missed doing it because I was traveling and all. So I might just take it on and do it at the next new moon. I'll have to rely on Lynn for telling me when it is.
Well, we just had a full moon today, so.
Okay, so it should be like within 14 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you, Sarah. And I see Cece came on. And Cece, it's so nice to be doing this call a little earlier and seeing your beautiful background, because I've never seen your background before because it's always dark. So, and you're oftentimes wearing your, let me unmute you, you're wearing your glasses that block. Yeah, my son started wearing those and he loves them. He said that it's so, he was working a lot, you know, as a student and all with the computer and on the phone and all that blue light. And he bought a pair on Amazon and he is just like loving it, how different it feels. He doesn't get the eye strain and all that. So
yeah, that's
very cool. All right. So howdy, it looks like you got some lab tests done. Hey.
Yeah, I did. Yep. I was wondering what you think about it. I spoke with Drina about the thyroid for a little bit, and she strongly suggested a T4 total, which I've never done before, I don't think.
Okay, so I've just opened it. I literally found out about your labs about 5 minutes before this. Actually, it was during an interview, because the interview went up right to almost like 3 minutes before this call started. So I pulled it up in those 3 minutes, but I haven't had a chance to look at it. So
okay, not a problem. Thank you, Lynn, for doing that.
Lynn took care of it. And she put it all in your master tracker and in the Blood Chem software. Did she send you the report from Blood Chem software? If not, we'll send it to you afterwards.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
So we take your labs and we can put it into a software program, and then that software program will generate a report.
Oh,
it tells you, you know, some of the nutrient things that, you know, and some of the various and sundry things that it's showing us.
So yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, so we'll make sure we send that to you.
What do you call that again?
It's called the Blood Chem Software Report.
Okay, Blood Chem Software. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so is it okay to share the screen?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to pull it up and then I'll share the screen. And here's your. All right. So my son is serenading us. I love it. If it gets to be too loud, I'll. It's not at this point for me. So, he makes beautiful music. Okay. So share screen. And I'm going to find your tracker. All right. So, can you guys see the screen? Yeah. Yes. And does it say recording in the top corner? I just want to make sure. Yes? It doesn't for me, because now I'm just seeing this. Okay, good. All right.
It's red or something.
Yeah, and it has a little, yeah, exactly. And it should say, yeah. Okay, good. So, your most recent labs were these, the one. Lynn, I'm confused. This is 112.17?
Yeah, this is not the tracker I have for her. This is not the tracker that I found in her...
I'm in her folder, so let's see.
That's not the one I found in her folder. Because I was like, why am I only seeing these?
CC 2017, members folder CC Fins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And... this is it. So is there a second one in here? Is this the folder?
Apparently. Because I'm looking at, yeah.
But this looks like it was checked, it was changed today.
Yeah, well.
Or, no.
That says the 21st.
A week ago, the 21st. So there should be one that you edited. But Drina edited this on the 21st. So I'm confused.
That's well, all. I am too. So let me see. What? Let me look at the... CC Fins, ERC 2017.
Yeah. So I'm going to do a little shameless plug for our desire to have these well in advance of a call.
Because I'm sorry.
If it's right before it, like we would have picked this up and gone, huh, we could have fixed it. So we usually, if a call is coming up and you want to go over some labs, it would be great if you can get it to us 48 hours in advance and make sure we know, hey, I uploaded this, or I'd love to review that. That way we can give you our absolute best. We can be most prepared for you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So okay. Lynn is looking, is there another folder? This one says.
So this is really odd. I was looking at Shonda's folder, but I thought they would have the exact same.
Well, if Shonda copied her stuff into her folder, then it wouldn't be. If she used the folder we gave her, which is shared with her, so that might be it, that she made a copy of it. So if you have that, put it in this folder, and we'll figure it out. This Saturday, just another reminder, this Saturday, 2nd, is it? Yeah, the 2nd, we're doing our retreat day, and that's a day where we really want to make it be like a revisiting day, like what's going on for you, looking at if you have new labs, looking at new labs during that day. You don't, but you're looking to get new labs, that would be a day where we can absolutely look at what you've had in the past and how you're feeling and do this revisit of symptoms and where you've come from and what your next steps are. So keep that in mind for this Saturday. Any luck with that, finding the one that you did?
Oh, yeah, I know where the one I did is, but I'll just go in and put this here. It won't take me very long.
Yeah, put it in this folder. And then, yeah, we tried to keep one set of folders for everyone and have all the coaches go from there because we don't want to have out of balance and out of date stuff. Like, oh, I'm working on something and somebody else is working. This looks like most of her stuff is here. Although the report that you just generated from the practitioner report or patient report from the software is not here. The old one is from November. Okay. So let me know when it's in there.
Okay. I'm just finishing up.
Okay. So are there particular questions? I'm going to jot down your particular questions, or I can move on to someone else's questions while Lynn does that. That might be the better
thing.
That's
a good idea. Move on to somebody else.
Yeah. We'll move on and then we'll come back so I can give you
my question. That's great. Great. I appreciate it.
Great. All right. So who else? Ellen? Paula? Where is everybody tonight? Are they all out enjoying?
Hi, Dr. Rita Marie.
Ah, Lore. Hi, Lore.
Hello. I'm sorry, I'm not at home, so there may be a bit of sounds that you can hear.
Yeah.
I hope it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay?
Yeah.
I will be going to U.S. This coming week.
Oh, nice.
And I may be, yes, and I may be able to take some lab tests. Mm-hmm. In the case I'm able to take it, I wanted to brainstorm with you which ones would be best right now to take. I haven't taken them since, I think it was December, November of last year. And so I was thinking the first thing in mind is the thyroid.
Yeah, I'm looking to see. So the last time you did it was when? November, December?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure your thyroid, your full thyroid panel, right? You want the antibodies as well as TSH, total T4, free T3, and then ideally if you can also get T4, free, you could have total T4, total T3, free T4, free T3. But you can also, if you can't get all of that, you could do total T4 and free T3. Those are my two ones that I like the best. But if you get
And then you said free T4 as well.
Yeah, so basically the idea would be TSH, total T4, mm-hmm. total T3, free T4, free T3. And then the antibody.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And then I was thinking cholesterol.
It always helps me to have in front of me your most recent one, so...
They would be in my master tracker.
Okay.
I also have the individual files.
Individual stuff. I like to, if there's like the other tests, like a collar or anything like that, I could say, but as far as the labs, I like to look at the most recent ones to see what imbalances you're dealing with and see what makes sense.
Right.
I want to mute myself while I'm looking because there's people in the background.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Let's see. So we've got. I'm going to try to freeze columns on here to make it easier. I'm just going to say view, freeze, up to.
Is it your son playing music?
He is, yeah.
Sounds nice. I'll mute myself here meanwhile.
Okay, so I can't figure out how to freeze them, I guess, I don't know. Because they're submerged fields or something, it's not letting me. What if I just do this? Oh, it's because they're merged fields. Oh, well. Because I like to freeze them so I can scroll over and still see what I'm looking at. So I'm looking at row 12, 7 and 9. That's BUN probably. Yeah. All right, so BUN, that would be in a liver kidney panel. So, you know, if you're going to come to the U.S., you might want to just get the cholesterol notes. RNA, yeah. You might want to just get the CWP, the Comprehensive Wellness Profile, from Direct Labs. And that'll include all, yeah, that'll include all of this except for the free thyroid numbers. And the,
I'm going to see if I still have insurance. And if I have insurance, I'll just look at what's written on the TWP file and just ask my lab, the Quest lab, to take that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Your thyroid antibodies need to be checked, but they've been, you know, up and down kind of. So definitely all this stuff on here. So I would say the CWP, the complete thyroid panel, and then
is that the liver you were saying?
Yeah, that
earlier,
would be
the liver.
The liver, gallbladder, all that stuff, will, and the kidney, and all that will be part of that. So
Yeah,
and the CBC would be part of that, so you've got your white blood cells and all that. And then vitamin D, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
I don't think you need homocysteine. I think you've been doing well with that. I would definitely do hemoglobin A1C, though, but look, want to make sure you're maintaining it. Look how important your hemoglobin A1C. That's what
you got. Would be nice to see after all the work.
Yeah, it's maintaining. 5.1 is excellent for that. And then your ferritin. So the CWP includes
ferritin.
Now we get your ferritin as well. Because you've been up and down all over the place. Right?
Yeah.
And the vitamin D for sure. Last time, you know, you tested it, you were still, you know, on the low side.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, and now I'm taking different vitamin Z, so it'll be interesting to see if it helps. I'm taking the one from Mercola.
Yes. Okay, it'd be interesting to see. All right, so the other things, you know, in general, you've had the... When was the last time you did Hakala? That was November. Yeah, that would be good. Constantly doing, right? I don't think you need
Hakala.
To do Hakala.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, I've got it.
One more month. When did we do Hakala?
11/2/17.
No, I did it again. I did it again.
Oh, here, 3/18. Oh, yes, you got it. Yeah.
Oh, March?
Yeah, March.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I would wait on that. That you can do from, you can do that from up there. So those
yeah, from here.
I would wait another month or two for that. And then.
Is this better with the sound?
Is it better with what?
The sound for you?
Yes, much better.
The background sound?
Okay. And let me look at your Dutch real quick. Probably not a bad idea to redo this. The Dutch test if you can.
From my hormones.
Yeah. And again, I think that's something you don't need to. I think, Lynn, she can send that from Canada, right? I think the Dutch test is fine from Canada, so you don't have to do that.
Okay.
I think it's mainly the test that you would do. That would be what I would recommend, what we just went over, to see how that's going.
The TWP, the thyroid, vitamin C, A1C, ferritin.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry that I won't be able to be there on the 2nd. I'll be traveling that day.
Oh.
I'll think of all of you.
Yes.
Yes, I'll miss I'll miss being there.
Absolutely.
Definitely. But I wish you a wonderful time.
I think we'll have it
together.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Itamahi.
You're welcome. Thank bye-bye, you. Laura.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. So, Lynn, tell me what you got for Cece.
I got everything that you have a place for that she did. She did her thyroid panel.
Right, but where am I going to find it?
In the same one you were looking at.
Cece. Oops, that's not it. Let me find it.
There it is. There you go.
So in this, you added more
to May 1st. May 1st, 2018.
Oh, May 1st, 2018. Okay. Yep. All right, Cece, we're ready for you.
Yep. The only thing that's not on there is it tested positive for two copies of the C677T variant and the MTHFR, iodine, and pregnenolone.
Okay, what about iodine and pregnenolone?
Iodine says 65 from a range of 52 to 109, and pregnenolone says 9.
And blood pregnenolone?
These are blood. Yeah.
What's the range? I don't have those memorized.
Okay, so iodine is 65 out of a range of 52 to 109, and pregnenolone says 9 with a range of, 22 to 237.
Okay, so pregnenolone is low. Okay, so I'm going to look through this. Was this something, Cece, unmute yourself? There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So was this something that you had done through your doctor's office?
Yes, that's right.
And they just did what they wanted to do.
Well, I had a lot more done, but these were the abnormal ones.
Well,
so you have other numbers that we could put in here?
I don't think there are any new numbers.
Okay, so here's the deal, right? They think abnormal doesn't mean, just because the doctor thinks it's normal doesn't mean it's normal. And also we look at ratios between things. So if you just give me what they marked as abnormal, that's not going to help me to really assess what's going on.
No, I marked it as abnormal. If anything was near the abnormal point, I had them test me again. So
you just had them test what was abnormal the previous time.
That's right.
Okay, got it. Have blood urea nitrogen done again?
The what?
See this one, blood urea nitrogen, it was a 7 before.
I should have that done again is what you're saying?
Yeah, if you're looking at what was abnormal here, anything that was yellow or red or orange would be the ones you'd redo.
Oh, okay. You know, I don't have this, and I don't know how to access it, this whole thing. So
this is your Master Health Tracker, and actually we put links to this in almost all your emails. It used to be anyway. Are they still doing that? Used to be at the bottom of every email, we'd have a link to your folder so you can access it.
Really? I never noticed that.
Yeah. So we can give you the link to this, but this is where you put the numbers in, and this is where we go over it with you or your coach goes over it with you.
Oh.
Okay. So, you know, this was good, but previously, see this blood urea nitrogen, it was 7. That's outside their lab range, so they would have flagged it. But they would not have flagged this as a little low. So it'd be curious to see potassium. They wouldn't have flagged because it's yellow in our range. It means it's outside of the ideal range, but not outside the optimal range. And then the protein is a little on the low side, high side too. It's very close, so I'm not concerned about that. Alkaline phosphatase, this is a really important nutritional indicator. It's not outside of what the lab would consider abnormal, but it's an indication of a potential zinc deficiency. And then ALT, it's one of your liver enzymes, and it's very low. It could be an indication of a B6 deficiency. Your iron was just a little bit low. before, back in November. So I'm looking here. And then you have cholesterol. So they just measured LDL. They didn't measure the whole panel because it's kind of hard to know. It's kind of weird. It's exactly the same as it was before. So I don't, other than the thyroid, I don't, there's not a lot I can comment on. So let me look at the thyroid. Did you change your dosing of thyroid between November and now?
No.
No?
No.
Interesting. Because your TSH went up, but so did your thyroid hormone number go up. That's kind of interesting.
My TSH went down, my most recent testing.
This says 3.1.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my most recent testing, yep.
Yeah, in November it was 0.9.
And I'm not sure why. That was very weird. I've never been that. I'm not sure why that happened.
Autoimmunity. It goes up and down. So yours is up and down on a regular basis, 3.9, 0.18, 7.4, 1.9, 3.1. And whenever I see a pattern like that, it says to me that there's probably some antibodies, and sure enough, you do.
Yeah.
So this is the piece that needs to be managed and gotten under control, because it hasn't really changed at all since October. So here's the thing. I don't know what you're off of gluten, right? You're 100% off gluten?
Yes, yes.
Are you off of all grains or just gluten?
Just gluten. I mean, the grains that I eat are like quinoa and millet. Sometimes I have oatmeal.
Okay, oatmeal. Okay, is it certified gluten-free oatmeal?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have it maybe once a week, you know.
Okay. But you are off gluten completely.
Yeah, I am.
And what about dairy? Are you off dairy completely?
I sometimes have goat cheese.
Okay, how often?
About twice a week.
Okay, yeah. So I'd like to, you may have some, I'm pretty sure you have some food sensitivities going on here.
Yeah.
And some leaky gut, and that needs to be addressed. That's like, I think that's your top priority at this point, is to address leaky gut and food sensitivities. I mean, it's certainly possible that there's some heavy metal stuff going on.
I think so. I think that's a big part of my problem.
Yeah, and have you had any testing, heavy metal testing?
In 2014, I had a hair analysis.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's in the record somewhere.
2014?
Yeah, October.
It's a long time ago. Okay.
Yeah. That would be the last time.
Yeah, I would have wanted to see a CBC on this too, because I want to see what's changed, because you have some markers for anemia here. You also have some right here. Remember I said allergies? Eosinophils high like that, 5.6. That's an indication of allergy. Your body's responding allergically to something. And I think we need to find out what that is, because your antibody levels haven't shifted.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And your homocysteine is high, which is an inflammatory marker.
Right.
And it's also an indication of B6, B12, and folate deficiency. Vitamin D is good. I mean, it's better, right? It's moving in the right direction. I think you could use to be doing a little bit more vitamin D. Yeah, and your DHEA is super low. Super low. I'm going to take a quick look at your... Oops. Yeah, where did it go? That's Laura's. I'm going to close hers. I'm going to go here, go back to your folder. Okay. You had Dutch testing done. Didn't you have Dutch testing done back in the fall? And we went over it, right?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to look at it again. And what actions have you taken based on that?
I don't remember. I increased my meditation, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. I am sleeping better. I mean, good. It's not consistent, but it's better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to bed. I try to go to bed between 9 and 10.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, and I think all that's helping.
Yeah, because it looked like your body was, you had so much cortisol going on that your body was stealing it from the rest of your hormones, which were super, super low.
Yeah.
All of them. Okay. And what about some adaptogenic type herbs? Ginseng, rhodiola, any of those? Are you making any of the elixirs with those in it?
No, I do the calcium one. You know, with the horsetail and the.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's good because you had.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. I'd like to do that.
Yeah, some of the elixirs. Let me look real quick at your notes. Sean does your coach?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Adrenal elixirs and tea. That's lower. Sorry, I'm in the wrong one. I'm going to also pull up my notes for you that I had written, and I'll review it because I don't remember back from November exactly what I had discussed with you. So I have copy of small group coaching. It's Drina. Where's my notes? Huh. My notes, maybe they're further up or in here. There was a folder, a file that I had put together for you. Is there another folder, Lynn, that you can look in? Dutch test interpretation.mp4, Dutch test audio, Dutch test chat from me. Huh.
I see something that says notes. CC yeah. Finch, Dr. RL, ERC.
Yeah, where is that?
Call notes. It's in the ERC 2017 members and then CC Finns. So,
seeing it. I see a lot of copies of small group. You seeing my screen?
Right. I think you just had it right there. Down.
Here we go. Sorry. Woof. Okay, good.
I have mine organized differently, so I don't do just like that. I have the whole thing, so I can actually see it.
What do you mean the whole thing?
I have it in the grid. So.
Okay, yeah, I don't know how to do that. All right, so Hakala Lab, eat more cruciferous. Let's go through these. You're doing that, I understand. Cruciferous, broccoli sprout powder. Are you doing more of those?
I'm not doing broccoli sprout powder, but that sounds interesting.
Broccoli sprout powder is something you could just add to your smoothies. You can add it to salad dressings. It just gives you more of those to help with your estrogens. I mean, it's not necessarily if you're eating plenty of cruciferous, but it was just an option. You said you're doing the eating for bone health.
Yeah.
And, right? Chandra recommended D, Biva, zinc, liquid, start with tiny dose. Add. So how are you doing with that? Because I know how sensitive you are with your...
I know. For some reason, I stopped that. I don't know. I go every so often that my stomach will get sensitive and then I'll stop.
Mm-hmm, and you stop for a while.
Yeah, and then
might be good for you is planned breaks. So maybe you do what you're doing for 5 days and then you take 2 days off.
That's a good idea.
Again, and that way you don't build up that sensitivity because you're very sensitive. Your body's really sensitive.
Yeah.
Personally, what I do with my supplements is I pull them out every day and I muscle test every single one of them to see if I need it that day. I just hold it up to my body and I do the sway testing and I don't take it if my body says no. Right. And that might be a good thing for you since you are so sensitive.
Okay.
And it's better than the inconsistency of, oh, wow, now it's bothering me. So you stop everything without knowing really which one. And then you go for a long period of time without it. So these nutrient levels that you've increased then start to drop down again.
Right.
Makes sense?
Yes, it does. Yep.
Yeah. So you had done this and you can just start this again is these vitamins, the D, the B, the zinc. You continued the D?
Yeah, the D, I did not stop.
Okay. Yeah, because your numbers show that. But yeah. The B, the zinc. I go back and do this again and just start with the tiny doses and just build it up. But then get into the routine of either testing yourself on a regular basis or if that's too much work, no worries. Then just do 5 days on, 2 days off.
Yeah, okay.
That's it just keeps your body from getting overstimulated from it. Continue the neuromuscular exercises. Are you doing those?
Yes.
Okay.
Every day, yeah.
So this is what we've talked about, but it doesn't sound like you've been avoiding the dairy. So it's possible that dairy is one of your issues. You could do some testing. You can do the Cyrex Array 6, I believe it is. Yeah, 6, which has, it just tests you for food allergens. You can do the gluten cross-reactivity might be a good one because it's a thyroid issue, a thyroid antibody issue. And if you do, that's Array 4, I believe, from Cyrex. And we can send you links about that. Whoops.
And are those tests pretty accurate? You have to take it with a grain of salt.
You have to take everything with a grain of salt, right? So that's why I'm a big fan of elimination and then provocation. So you eliminate everything. You do that for a long enough period of time to start to see a difference, and then you start to add back in. Okay, but I'm concerned because your antibodies haven't budged. So I'm pretty clear that there's something that's a current stressor there that's holding that on, and that's not allowing the gut to heal. Because healing leaky gut is critical for shifting.
What do you think of Vibrant Wellness's allergy testing? I know Steph had ordered that.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet. I haven't actually ordered any and read them yet, but it's a good test. That's okay. A possibility. Do we have them up yet?
You've got them. Yeah. I talked to Donna last week. She said you can order tests anytime.
I know we can, but do we have an ability for our clients to order them? We've been able to order them for 6 months, but I had said, given Scott the thing and you were,
I haven't seen them. No.
So the only way that
I'll ask him again,
To be able to do it would be for CC to be able to go to our site and order it. And then we can send her a test or have the company send her a test kit. But we don't have a mechanism for doing that. It's all manual processing. Right. And he was going to get those put up on the site so that people can order them. That might be a good idea. So I'm just going to write some notes in here. 529. Wow. 18. Okay. And it's a group. All right. And I would say, what did we just talk about? I can't even remember from 1 minute to the next. So, because I've got so much on my mind here. So we talked about the bone health you're doing. Yeah, we talked about starting the supplements.
But you talked about like cycling them.
Yep. Okay. 5 days on. Okay.
I think you said 2 days off, no?
Oh, sorry. 2 days. Sorry, I typed it wrong. All right. And then I would say, as far as adaptogenic stuff.
Yeah.
No, looking at some of the elixir recipes. And those are on the site. If you go to the foundations area, the nutrition part, we have a section right towards the beginning is the beverages piece. And there are some recipes there, lots of recipes there. And you can take those, but go easy because you tend to be real sensitive. So I would want you to find some things that you know you're okay with, like certain nuts or some fat source that you know that your body handles real well. And then add to that some, if you have a favorite tea, and then finding, like trying out some of the herbs and just seeing how they do with you. But again, tiny amounts, possibly some ashwagandha. You're taking that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm taking that 3 times a day.
Okay, you are. Good. So you are taking adaptogens.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was just Ayurvedic herbs.
Yeah, it is. That particular one is an Ayurvedic herb, yeah. What about Tulsi? What about that?
I don't do Tulsi. I've seen that, though.
That's an easy one to do because you can just either get it loose as a tea and then make it, or you can just get it in tea bags.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah, and it's just a nice soothing thing to just calm things down. Heart math, you've got to make sure that you're doing that heart math throughout the day, but you meditate. So
I meditate 3 times a day now.
That's why I'm wondering about the adrenals being so overactive in that test. Is it not the mental, emotional stress, but some kind of internal stress like the leaky gut or an infection in your gut?
Yeah, that could be.
So have you done any stool testing?
I have in the past. I haven't recently. No, I haven't.
How far past? Years gone by or just months?
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Probably more than a year.
Okay. Well, that's certainly, so there's a couple of potentials for you in terms of follow-up testing.
Yeah.
Okay. So we know that the thyroid is still challenged, right? So we want to make sure that we can get that. I'm, you know, concerned about leaky gut. So it could be the Vibrant Wellness. And we have a ton of test kits here that they sent us. Vibrant Wellness. They have a leaky gut panel. Lynn, maybe we can look at these again because I have food sensitivity panel.
Yes, they do have a leaky gut panel.
Redo the Dutch. Those are the ones that I would say right now would be my top priorities to see, because I think it's gut. I think that the stress that we saw on that test was more gut related because you do meditate. You are a real mellow person. You're not a, you know, stressed out mama going, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless there's something we don't know about you that we don't see that's behind the scenes, but
well, I do have TMJ while I'm sleeping, so.
Yes. And your
sleep. Which could be parasites.
It could be parasites, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then the other option is the comprehensive.
One thing I was going to say is sometimes in the forefront of our brain, we think we're real copacetic and mellow and everything. But we sometimes have tapes running underneath the surface. Mm-hmm. And, that's where some of those guided meditations and some of that transpersonal energy healing and so forth helps shift that. Mm-hmm. I know it certainly has with me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I think if I was going to look at this, the order that I would do them in would be like that. Because I think that if you address what's in here in the stool test, that's going to shift food sensitivities because it's going to give you what you need.
I do that while I'm getting set up.
Your gut. Say that again. Somebody just said something and I didn't.
I think that was somebody else.
Okay. Maybe somebody that's not on the pictures. But it's on. Let me see. Let me just...
Maya's line is open.
Maya? Okay, shut Maya's line down. There we go. Okay, Maya, we'll get to you next. Sorry. Suddenly, I don't see these everybody on here unless their picture is on. So I think it's a setting I've got to find. All right. So does that make sense to you, Cece?
Yeah. But
that would probably be the test that I would recommend. And then let's see how it goes. Let's address that. And then if nothing shows up there, then the food sensitivity panel. But if something shows up there, that's going to help you to bring down those cortisol levels, which is going to help you to bring up those other hormones.
And I'll see about emailing this to Cece because I know some of this technology by her own admission.
Well, I emailed this after the two calls I had with her, but we can email it again, you know. Maybe even download it and send it as a PDF attachment. But I sent it.
Great, I'd appreciate that.
Did you remember getting this when I sent it to you, Cece?
I got part of it. I did get part of it.
Okay.
But it's not updated like this one is.
Oh, maybe I did download it. It's best to give her the link. It's best if we give you the link.
Yes.
And then you have it because if we update it, then you'll have always
right
to it.
Oh, that's
I agree.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the other stuff. Shonda recommended, we recommended these assessments. I'm not sure if you've done them. Usually I like to get them to get put into your master tracker. You avoid. So yeah. So the allergens, I would say if you get the stool test done, I would just, which of these, so gluten you're off of, dairy you're still on twice a week, corn, soy, eggs, peanuts, anything there?
Nope. I don't do those.
Okay, so really the dairy of the top six, there may be some other things. And pay attention when you're eating to are there particular foods that after you eat you feel a little brain foggy or you feel agitated or you feel some gut stuff. You just kind of pay attention to the food.
Yeah, I have trouble digesting fat. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
That's in there, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I said oats may be gluten crust contaminated. You're making sure you get that. And again, I was listening to I'm listening to a book by Dr. Peter Osborne, and I heard him speak, and he talks about a lot that there's a lot of other gluten type molecules in each of these, and some people need to at least temporarily get off of all of them. And he's worked with a lot of people who go gluten free, but their problems don't go away until they go grain free for a period of time. And then,
grain-free.
Yeah, and I know for you it's hard because you lose weight and you can't tolerate fat. But I would say I would be careful of the oats. But I would start with the dairy, and we can do the testing to see. Okay, smoothies. So this is all the stuff that we gave you before to discuss with Dr. Split. So what happened? Did you ever change your thyroid dose? I know for a while you were trying to figure that out.
I did play around with it. Split the three dose into two times. Oh, so I'm only taking 0.5.
2.5 of the...
Well, no, 0.5 of the three.
Oh, that's tiny. Yeah.
I'm taking 50 milligrams of, now I'm confused which one is which, the T4.
T4 would be a bigger number,
for a day, and 0.5 of the Cytomel stuff.
0.5 is small.
My doctor's suggesting taking it twice a day, 0.5 twice a day.
Oh, he did suggest that. Okay, good. That's what we. That's what.
Should I do that?
Yeah. If you're not, then do it because your free T3 is still low. And here's the thing with T3, it only has a short half life.
Right.
12 hours is what you really should be taking it.
So, So twice a day is really how I should be taking it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and if that's what your doctor recommended, I would do it, especially given that you're at 2.4, and I'd really like to see you at 3 or above here.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Yes. And the, as far as the stool test, which one do I take? The one you have?
Which oh, one? Here we go. Back in November, I gave you a link to it. I'll put the link in there.
Oh, you did. All right.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, review this and see.
Yeah.
I had recommended the liposomal C because, you know, you get the irritated bowel when you don't.
Right.
Then the zinc taste test, did you ever do that?
No, I never did that.
Okay, so I'm just going to recommend that you go back through here because all this stuff is valid, and I'm just going to put this here again at the end.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, wonderful.
All right, great.
Can I ask you one sure. quick question? So my daughter's pregnant, and and I want to, like, you know, she's very traditional, da-da-da, but I want her to, is there a prenatal book from the functional point of view? Do you know what I mean?
Now, there's a summit coming out in, I was just interviewed for it right before this. My interview was one of many on it, and it's going to be like August, I think, or September. As far as prenatal, who's a good book? I think Aviva Ram might have a good book on that.
How do you spell the last name? R-O-M-M?
R-O-M-M. A-V-I-V-A-R-O-M-M.
Okay, I've heard of her.
I'm just trying to think. I don't have my those handy. I have lots. I'll look at my shelves, and Lynn, if you can come up with any, that would be really good. And then it's the prenatal, but it's also what do you feed the kid after it's born?
Right. Right.
Right. And really having a different mindset about that is a really good thing for the baby as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me just write a note here to myself. Okay, and if we can, Lynn, if you come up with any, you can just go into this file and add it here, and I'll add it too. And then give CC this link. Okay, copy link. And can I put, do you know how to take this out of the chat if I put it in here?
I don't know how to do that, no.
Okay.
I mean, I can prove right now that I can do.
Right. If you can take
it. I don't know how to get it later. So.
Well, you can take it now. And then once you.
And there's a chat log that comes with the call.
Copy this. I don't have time to open up my email processor and do all that. I need to move on. But if you can just take that link and email it to yourself, that'd be great. Do you see it in the chat? There's the link. Click on chat. Or if you can email it to CC, that would be great.
Yeah, I'll just email it to her.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
Very welcome. All right. Now, I think we had, let me go to Maya has her hand up. So Maya. Hi, Maya. I just unmuted you, but it didn't take. See if you can unmute yourself, Maya. You might have muted yourself from.
Okay, how about now?
There, now I can
hear me.
Hi.
Okay. Sorry, a few minutes ago I had just picked up the phone and I guess my finger accidentally hit the unmute button, so I apologize. Let's see. Oh, I have several questions and I'm in Los Angeles right now, so I'm not home on the, you know, with the video and everything. But going over these lab tests with everybody, I have a question. When would be the latest in this round of ERC that we could have you read our test results? This week,
the last call is, so whenever that is in July.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Because, yeah, I have ordered and bought like the full thyroid panel already. But,
yeah, perfect. Yeah, we have calls.
Yeah, but
we have June. We have two calls in June because we have the big group call and then you have the elite call. And then I think, let's see. I don't know the exact. Uh-huh. But, oh, the Gold Elite call is on Tuesday the 12th.
Okay.
In the evening. And then the next one of these calls is on the 26th. And then.
Okay, yeah, because I want to wait a little bit because I haven't been taking my.
Yeah, July we have the 10th.
Medications.
Yeah. So the 10th and the 26th of July.
And
the last one.
10th and the 26th.
Yeah. And then, you know, if you come on Saturday, you'll have that. And then I'm also, I can't remember what the date was, but I put in another nutrigenomics one for those.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, I have people coming into my house to attend a class on Saturday. Unless you go pretty late, how late do you think you're going to go?
What do we have it scheduled for? 11 to 4-ish? 5? Which is
so that's like 2 or 3 my time. Okay. I might be able to catch the last couple hours.
Okay.
Cool. So one of the other tests that I ordered when I bought the thyroid panel was leaky gut. But there was nowhere on the information that said that if you have blood sugar problems, it won't be accurate. And the only reference that they said was if you had, like you were spilling over, I think it was 107 into your urine. And I'm wondering if there's any kind of ratio you can tell, like if your blood sugar is X, you're probably spilling Y in your urine. Other than having to buy test strips and test.
No.
Because I don't know if I need to return it and if, you know, if there's some other way of testing.
I've never heard don't do a leaky gut test if your blood sugar is out of control. So I would want to see that and read it and see what the rationale is and see if I can make sense of it.
Okay, so do you want me to just photograph the insert that came with the cat test kit and sure. Email it to you?
And was that
okay.
The Thyrex leaky gut kit?
No, because it was the whatever one I want to. I want to say Genova. I think it was the one that Direct Labs has,
one, where you have to drink the lactulose milk. The
syrup. Right. Yeah. So, which of course won't be great for me, but you know, whatever, yeah. Find out. So, all right. Well, yeah. So do you know if there are leaky gut tests that don't, you know, have it conditional about having normal blood sugar?
I'd never heard of that before, but I know that the Cyrex Labs one, which is a blood test, will test for levels of the, endotoxins and the structural, the myosin and all the other things in your blood, antibodies to that, which would indicate
leaky gut. Okay.
Yeah. And that was Cyrex array 2 or 4, which is
okay.
2. Cyrex array yeah. 2. It's like 100, 225 or something like that.
Yeah, because I think it was like 109 for the Genova on sale or something. So I'll see if they'll take it back.
Send us the stuff so we can look at that because it's not something I'm familiar with, being a restriction. Oops. You there?
I'm looking at one of the brochures. Mm-hmm. And yeah, tell your healthcare professional if you have an abnormally high glucose level. This will interfere with testing. You cannot perform this test on diabetics with levels over 105 fasting urine glucose concentration. If you have had allergic reactions.
Concentration. So usually urine is just a dipstick. Usually you have it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that test would be that would test for fasting urine concentration. Because, you know, the other thing you could do is do it when you're maintaining your blood sugar, like during a fast or a fasting mimicking diet. What's your
okay? Difference? I guess that's that's interesting. Yeah, because it doesn't stay down long. I'm sorry, what was the question you asked?
What has it been running on general?
Oh, probably 160, 170.
And then when you do the fasting mimicking diet or a fast, it goes down below 100, right?
It has not lately. No, it's just they're not working as fast. I mean, I haven't done a week or two long water fast. I think that's what it's going to take at this point. Because the fast mimicking diet, I lost weight, but my blood sugar didn't drop the way it does on water. It came down 60 or 70 points maybe, but it didn't drop down into the 50s like when I'm on nothing but water.
Practical. It's something you could do more regularly than fasting, right?
Right. Yeah.
Fasting all the time.
Right.
And it may be after several months of doing that. The way that Joel Kahn explained it to me when he found out about this and started doing it for himself is one a week in the month, 4 days, 5 days, he would do the fasting mimicking diet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he, after a few months, was, noticing considerable improvements. So,
it's
the same in terms of the blood sugar, but he was definitely noticing it in terms of weight had stalled on a vegan diet. And he got it to move.
Yeah. Vegan diet never helped my weight ever. So, it helped, helped my blood sugars, down from 400 to 150, but not the weight, never lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously a lot of complications.
Do you recall what your fasting insulin is? I recall, I have this in my head and maybe I'm confusing you with somebody, but that it was relatively high enough that I didn't feel like you had an issue with pancreatic function dying. You know what I'm saying? That you had enough insulin. Because, we're always looking at, is it an insulin resistance situation or is it a pancreatic failure? And eventually insulin resistance uncontrolled goes to pancreatic failure. But if your insulin levels are higher, I seem to recall that vaguely. Oops, she gone? Let me look her up real quick. Maya.
There.
We're not hearing her anymore.
Oh, okay.
She must have hit mute or something. I'm looking to see if I can see her. I think she had insulin done a while back. This is 2017. You were going to and see was 8.1 back in 2017. It'd be nice to see that again. Vitamin D 41, but I don't see insulin. I recall her getting it, but it may not have ever been put in the master tracker. Blood work. Let's see. This was 2017. So this is more recent. It just never got put into the tracker. Glucose was high. Hemoglobin A1C, vitamin D. TSH was high. Ook. Okay. Maya, are you there? She looks like she dropped. Okay. We need to get her to do a insulin when she does her testing again. Okay. Sarah wants to know, how do we prepare for Saturday? Yeah. Lynn, do you want to mention or should I?
You can.
Well, so here's what we're planning on doing. And I don't have my, do you have the link to that agenda that we put together?
I'll have to look.
Just put the post-it in there.
Yep.
And I'll,
yep.
Yeah. So, what we're planning to do.
I won't be there. I'm sorry. I won't be there.
No.
I mean, part of me is sad. The other part is, it's my daughter's dance recital weekend, so I have good reason.
Yeah. And if there's any things, I mean, we can really structure this. There's, you know, we don't have a huge commitment to any particular piece of the, I mean, we want to do it, but if there's specific things that you're looking for, like, I'd really like to have, you know, an hour of this be a particular kinds of food demo things or discussions of stuff. I mean, there's a lot of stuff we can do, and we put it out there a couple of times. Like, just tell us what specific things you want to make sure that we cover. I want to make sure that there's time if anybody has labs to go over, that we have time to do that. If there's particular issues, well, we're going to review the pillars. So we're going to be asking you, or here, we're going to be asking you some stuff about.
It sounds like somebody is trying to talk, like there's a clicking.
Huh.
I can see her phone is on.
Who is it?
Maya. She's a 510 area code, right?
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's unmuted. But she said she wasn't home, so she might be having some trouble with the connection. Okay.
Well, I know what we had talked about because, you know, it's going to be June, and we've come quite a ways within the ERC year, and it's just a real good time to regroup. Like you said, you can go over labs and see, where am I? Where are we in this ERC year, so that we can, like I said, regroup, see what other steps to take towards those goals. So it's just a time to revisit your goals, what you've done, and what more you can do. And like you said, reviewing the pillars. Yeah, let's see if everybody does. You know, if anybody wants to do anything, they can redo the pillar.
That's the thing that we should be redoing. I would redo your assessments at this point. So the ones that I would redo would be the 7 pillars assessment, which is that longer one that we did right at the beginning. And let's just see how.
And where everybody didn't do good at fun. let's see if people are now having fun.
Let me do a share screen. Okay. Yeah. And then I'll show you where in the pillars, where to store them. So what about this, Lynn? Let's send them out an email. Let's add to the reminder. We'll add a link to the assessments. But in general, let me just show you where you can find your assessments. That would be the easier way. Let me find this. Okay. So this is your site, your Unstoppable Health site. If you go to your dashboard, which is the little house. Oops, it looks like I have to log in again. We haven't been in a while. And then you're going to go and find so if you go to ERC, actually we could just you can either go to ERC here, or you can go to ERC Discovery and Evaluations. So you start here. And if you go to this scorecards, essential scorecards. Then the ones that I would recommend, where's the...
Wouldn't it be those ones right there?
Yeah, I was just looking to see if the 7 pillars was on here, and I think it's in the other one. So.
It's the
essentials, right?
Well, go to Discovery Home, because that's where I thought I saw it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're both going.
Where is it? I thought it was supposed to be on this page, the assessment scorecards.
I didn't see it there.
I didn't see it either. All right, so let's just look. Maybe it's down towards the bottom. So the ones that I would do is under major body systems, the body system and organ and the hormone and gland. If you've been having issues with brain, neurotransmitter, memory, et cetera, you could do those. Those are the three that I would redo. Because that's getting.
Can you do that again so they can see how you got that?
Yeah. So you come to this page, which is your Discovery Part 2 Assessment Scorecards. And then when you click on any of these categories, it shows you what's underneath it. The ones I would do would be the first two or three. If you don't have any brain neurotransmitter issues like memory or focus or anything like that, you don't have to do that one. But ideally, these three. The others I would recommend is to go to your nutrient, the general, I would do at least the top three of these. None of these should take you very long. But what this is going to give you the ability to do is compare this to how it was back at the beginning. Here's where the seven pillars are. It's under obstacles and pillars assessment. And then you can do the seven pillars scorecard. You can do these individual ones if you want. Like if you were perfect in some of these, you can just go back and do the individuals, or you can go here, do the seven pillars. Okay. Does that help, Sarah? Is that clear? Yes. Okay, good. So what we're going to do then is I'm going to take you back. Okay. And then, here's a checklist if you ever wanted to just print that out and just check off. Okay, I did that one. I did that one. I did that one. And then what I'm going to have you, yeah, I would have you do that. And then on your master tracker, right, you have your master tracker. And I wonder, did any of you have fill in your scorecards? I think Paula might have. No? Did you fill out yours, Paula? Is it okay if I show yours? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go through and find Paula's. Paula. And Master Tracker. So I'm going to show you what you can do with this and what I really recommend you do, because it's really good to keep track of where you've been. There's this thing called Health Scorecards. And see how Paula put in. She put them in last May, and then she put them in October again. And you can see how all of her numbers, except for this digestion, small intestine, are actually moving in the more positive direction. So she can go in here and do them again and write, 6/1/18 and just run through and put these numbers here again. And that helps us to see, it's like, well, maybe we need to be working on this small intestine because everything else seems to be getting better. Except for this one. Then she did her hormones, right? But she only did it once. So let's have you do it again. And let's just see which direction it's moving in, because it helps us pinpoint, hey, the activities you've been doing have improved you in this way, and this way, maybe not so much. And let's clean it up. Does that help? It's not that hard to do. When you get the report back, it just literally takes like 10 minutes at the most to put all these numbers in. And when you put the number in, the cell changes color. And I'm hoping to see some more yellows and blues and greens here when you do this again, similar to how you did it on your digestion, right? Her digestion. We also have up here where you can put in the pillars, the pillar assessments. These didn't change color. I don't know if maybe you don't have the latest version of it, because I thought these changed color as well. Is anybody totally confused by this, or is this useful?
Yeah? I don't think those changed colors.
They don't? Okay. I thought they did. Not in this particular one, but I'm going to look it up and see if there's one that does, because I thought I set that up to change colors, but maybe not. Okay, but this gives her an idea of where her stressors lie. Fitness, fine. Nutrition, the good, staying away from the bad stuff. I can't remember if it was, which part is that? I should write that in there. One of the nutritions was staying away from the bad stuff, and one of the nutritions was adding the good stuff. And I think the nutrition part one was staying away from the bad stuff. So Paula's really good at staying away from the bad stuff, and her score on the part two, maybe she needs to add some more good stuff in. Fitness looked good, even though you're not profoundly exercising, you're probably doing regular stuff. Hey, so that's what you can do to prepare for this. And we'll make sure we get that written up in the email that's going to go out as a reminder. Would you jot that down, Lynn, and we make sure that that we give Jazzy what she needs to add that. Okay, any other questions, comments? All right. Who else wants to share or has questions? Ellen, hi.
Let me get myself unmuted.
I got you unmuted.
I just realized that it's been almost 6 months since I ordered the biohealth test from your site, and I just want to double check that it's not going to expire or run out before I get to it. I'm going to do it very soon, but
it should be fine. Those kits will last if they have an expiration on the kit, like say the reagents in there. Look on the kit; it will say, but I don't think that one has that. Okay. And if it does, then you just let us know, and we'll have the company send you another kit.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Good, and you're going to do it soon. Yay! Yeah. Good. Excellent.
Yeah, I just got behind in everything. I moved recently, and I've had a lot of stress going on in my life for a variety of reasons, and I got behind with everything. So that test is one of them, as well as the comprehensive stool test I haven't done yet. I've got both of those. I'm going to try to get them done this week.
Perfect. It's good to do them around the same time too, because you could see if the stuff that shows up in your stool is actually stressing out your adrenal system. Just so you know, I have kits for myself that have been sitting on a shelf in my office, and some of them are going on 3 years that they've been sitting there. So I'm not saying that that's a good idea, but it is a good idea to prioritize your health. For me, it's an issue of I don't have any problems. I'm just doing them for the heck of it. So there's not a lot of incentive there. So when you incentivize yourself, like, you know what, the sooner I get to the bottom of some of this, the sooner I can have some concrete action steps to take, then, yeah. So just do them, and it's all good. It's all in good time.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else, Ellen, that I can support you in?
Not that I can think of at the moment.
Well, congratulations on moving. That's nice.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it is. It's a much, much improved place. It's just I'm still surrounded by boxes and waiting for furniture to be delivered and all kinds of things.
It's stressful, right? Yeah. That's a stressful situation to move. Even if you're moving into the, you know, most magical place in the world, it's the act of the transition is stressful. So do your heart math, do some breathing, enjoy it. Look around, appreciate the new environment. And
yeah, I'm trying to do that.
Yeah, just not be so hard on yourself too. I know that's a hard one to say and do, because you're an achiever. But you got this. Thank you. Paula, I think you're the only one who I haven't heard from.
Yeah. Well, I got my Dutch test mailed today.
Yay.
Yeah. So we'll see how that compares to last year.
Yep.
And I'm just starting my protocol for the yeast overgrowth.
Great.
Yeah.
Going slowly, I hope.
Yes, I don't really, I haven't heard back from Steph to know exactly how to go slow with it. I have two products. I have the Thorn SF722.
Yep.
And the Syntol. Are you familiar with the Syntol too?
The Syntol, is that a Thorn product?
No, it's Arthur Andrews.
Arthur Andrews.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they do different things. One of them is more of a hard-hitting supplement for the yeast, and the other one is a little softer and has other actions as well. And then she also wanted me to get MSM to take at the same time, and I needed to get that cleared with doctors Mensa and Bowman, and they said yes, that would be good for me to take that. So yeah,
good. Any die-off reactions yet with that? I mean, sometimes
I've only had one so far of anything. So I just started that today, actually.
Oh, okay.
I'm starting with the thorn until I hear from.
And just one of the little, they're little tiny pellets. So just one until you.
Yeah, well, it's actually a gel cap that's. Okay,
right.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm starting with that. And I think the combination of things that I'm taking is supposed to help prevent die-off.
Mm-hmm.
And Steph said that the MSM helps coat the lining I'm not sure, stomach or intestines, to help prevent the yeast from reaching out and grabbing on and trying to stick in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what the MSM is supposed to help with. And of course it has other benefits as well. So
right. The methyl groups and the sulfur.
Exactly. The whole methyl, adding methyl. Right.
Right.
So I'm going to be starting that. And I'm also going to be doing my blood spot fatty acid test, which I got last October, and I've had that sitting in the closet. So
we all have that happening.
Yeah. Well, the reason I wanted to do it so badly, but when I read the instructions and found out that you've got to have blood dripping from your finger onto the, over these little circles, I can barely get, a pin size to test my blood sugar. So I wanted to wait until the weather is warm, and it's really warm in my house in the morning, and just kind of get myself psyched up to try to do it, as I don't
multiple fingers, right? I think you pretty, because you don't have to just get it, because it's four little wells that you're supposed
four
to
four little circles, right?
And so if you can't get enough out of the one, you then do the second one, or you can just poke all three fingers and just go boom, 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 and get them going.
Yeah, there's two. They send two lancets, and maybe they are deeper than what a regular glucose meter is. That's what I'm wondering if
you can use whatever lancets you want.
Yeah, well,
they just send them that, because not the average person doesn't have a glucose meter and lancets hanging around. So
right.
Give them a try. Are they the little tiny ones that are just like snap, like non-reusable? They're like,
I'm not sure, because I haven't actually.
That's most likely those little reusable. We use those. We had them at Shine, and we've had them at SIV, so that people aren't sharing Lansing devices. So they're just
little.
That's probably what they send you. But if you do that and you don't get enough blood, go ahead and poke with your own lancet, and you can do that to get more blood.
Yeah, so that's part of my plan too. And I had an ultrasound last week on my kidney for a cyst that showed up last year that I really had forgotten about, that it showed up, and my doctor didn't follow up on it either, but we decided we would follow up on that. And it the results came back benign, so I don't have to think about that.
Yay. Yeah. So everything's shrinking, right? You got these shrinking thyroid cysts.
I hope so, yeah.
Liver, fatty liver. You think about a fatty liver, and when it gets not fatty, it's shrinking. So you're just, everything's contracting into its nice, normal place.
Yeah, well, working on it anyway, for sure.
Working on it, yeah. You're doing a great job working on it. Okay. Anything else I can support you in?
No, I didn't really have any questions. I did kind of wonder, like Ellen, about the viability. I looked in that blood spot fatty acid. I didn't see any expiration information in there at all. So I figured it must be okay.
It's fine. And the worst case is you get on the phone and you call the lab and you say, I have this kit. It's from October. Is it? Many of those kits don't. And I used to store them when I'd have patients coming in and out, and I would throw some of them away that had that, but usually they were 2-3 years out that they expired.
Yeah.
And it's usually when there's a preservative of some or something that you have to add to the like the stool. Sure.
Right. Like the stool testing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Thank you, Paula.
Thank you.
I see Rich just came on. Hi, Rich.
Hello. How is everybody?
So far, so good. How about you?
Well, I'm doing well. It's summertime here now, and it's finally warm. We had a nice 90-degree day here. It was fabulous.
Nice.
And I was out on my bike, and I wrote down 8 p.m. for our meeting, and obviously it was at 6:30, so I'm running late.
Okay. Well, it originally was, and a couple of weeks ago, we moved it back. So
Okay. We
may not have gotten the notice.
Yeah.
This is that it was moved back.
Yeah, as you can see, I went to the dermatologist, and we have I have a new doctor who my previous doctor had retired, and so the new doctor looked at my face and said, "Oh, we got a lot of keratosis going on here." She got out her liquid nitrogen, and she had a ball. Sprayed my face, probably, I don't know,
50 little spots, huh?
Yeah, just everywhere, and obviously I needed it. I don't recognize them. I see them all the time. She kind of went aghast and said, "We got to take care of these now." So, I look pretty wild. Almost looks like chicken pox.
Like you're a teenager with some, you know, acne.
Right. Yeah.
What you doing? You taking hormones?
I could use probably a few.
Have you done a Dutch test?
I did the Dutch test. But in our last meeting, I need to do the update Dutch test.
Yes.
You did see the initial one. You reviewed it.
Right.
And I wrote down, but I haven't done it yet, to do a follow-up.
Yeah, 3 to 4 months. But you got to be doing whatever protocols were recommended for 3 to 4 months.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, and I've been doing the, of course, the thyroid is my main concern with the hypothyroid, with the autoimmune symptoms.
Right.
And so I've been doing the step-by-step program for the elixirs that you recommended there, as well as some of the nutrition. I've been doing that probably now for, it's probably been 2 months, maybe 2.5.
Right. And I just remembered, I don't know if we put it into ERC, but we have it in SIV last year. In the notes, I had this really nice little autoimmune protocol that I'd put together. I'm going to have to add it to the SIV handouts, but let me see, 2017. You guys know you have access to all the suites, the Spring into Vitality recordings, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to put a note. I'm going to put it in here. Digital materials. Here we go. Okay, I don't have access to my own videos. How weird. Okay. That's not very nice. All right. So handouts, recipes. Here we have food specific. Here we go. Gut healing, foods that enhance. Foods for the immune system, managing allergies, phase one autoimmune diet. I think this is... Oops, let me just see if this is it, and I'll share it. Yeah, okay, so this is something for everybody who has some autoimmune stuff going on, and I'm going to give you the link to it. I'll put it in the chat. Copy. I'm sure it's in our shield, which is our immune system. Let's see, chat. And here you go. But I tried to make some sanity about some of these autoimmune protocols that are out there, and some of them arbitrarily remove a lot of foods and then people can't follow them. So I put together a phase one of the autoimmune protocol, which what you can include, and then foods that make cross-react, and then creating yourself a customized plan. So basically the idea is that you would include any of the foods on this page and then avoid for approximately 3 weeks the foods on this second page.
Oh.
Okay. And then you can go back and start it, reintroducing them and see how you go with it. But it's there's an autoimmune paleo protocol out there that's pretty darn restrictive. And it people just go on it and they think they have to do it forever, so then they quit. Okay. But this one, it's just, it makes sense. You just eat these foods for 3 weeks. There's really, look at it. There's, it's not a lot of restriction. I mean, some people can eat the medium and high glycemic fruits. They just can eat the low. Some people can't eat the fruits at all. So you just eat from what's on here. You can use your glucose meter to test to make sure that these are all going to be working for you. And then the idea is that they will, it will help to bring down the inflammation. And then you start to add them back. You also want to eat, decrease, get rid of these foods too. And then you make your own, like, oh, I can't eat pineapple, but it's on the okay list. So you don't put it in there. You put your foods to avoid, your foods to include, and then you do it. And then after the 3 weeks, you just start gradually increasing, introducing things back. And you could, if you wanted to, at that point, go back and retest your antibodies to see if they've improved. It might not be a bad idea to do the before you start and then redo them. Although antibodies do take a little bit longer to show an improvement on paper.
But when you say longer, how much is longer?
Usually like to do 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah, so I gave you that link.
Got it.
Okay. So did you have any particular questions or comments or successes or challenges you want to share?
Well, the successes are that I'm gaining my weight back. And not only back, I'm probably up about 7 pounds now. I'm up to 147. When I had that accident, I went down to 130, got back to my 140 within, looks like it was about 5 months, and now when I'm working out with a trainer and getting more exercise in, more calories in, I'm gaining some weight. So I feel good about it. I'm feeling good emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. So I'm feeling good.
Stronger and energetic.
And too. Stronger, exactly.
Good. Yeah. I'd be curious to see, when was the last time you did your thyroid panel?
It's probably going to be,
I think it was December.
I was going to say 5 months ago.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, yep. So it might not be a bad idea to redo it.
Yep.
And if you want to do like something like this for a month, maybe do it in a month so it's exactly 6 months, but this would give you 3 weeks to just experiment with this.
Yep. Blood work.
Awesome. That's good news. And your goal was 10 pounds, right? When you first started, your goal was to gain 10 pounds.
That's correct. Yeah. So,
so you lost and now you're up and you're only 3 pounds short of your goal.
Right.
Perfect. Wonderful. Great.
Yeah. That's all I had to bring to the table right now for questions.
All right. Well, thank you, Rich. It's like Jay just joined us. Hi, Jay.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Good to see you.
Okay, good. I had trouble. I was on the phone for a while. I had trouble getting logged on.
Wow.
Did Lisa talk to you about adding testosterone?
She did not. Because okay. You and I had that conversation a few weeks ago. We talked about potentials. We talked about DHEA. We talked about the Hopkins recommendations. But no, she didn't mention.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was so. I had a call with her on Friday, and that was something that she thought we could consider.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing, you know, I added the pregnenolone and the DHEA. I think I'm doing okay on that. That's 2 drops of each per day, twice a day.
Okay, 2 drops twice a day.
And then I added, so I was taking adenohydroxycobalamin, 2,000 okay. micrograms per day, sublingual. And so we added the B12 drops.
Mm-hmm. The sub
that, which isn't much. I mean, 1 drop is like 125 micrograms.
Right. But the idea with that was to go slowly because of the methylation and not over.
Yeah, and we didn't really understand why we were adding methylated form back in, and we were trying to relate it to this. You know, there's a methylation speedometer on the.
Yeah.
Is that your thinking that methylation was low on the speedometer and that might help?
Exactly, that I wanted to get that moved up, but I didn't want you to go too fast because I didn't want to overstress that COMT and then have you get some, you know, dopamine buildups and, or, you know, dopamine not being fully assimilated and then having some anxiety or hypervigilance pop up. So that's why I said go really slowly with adding that. And maybe you get to 2 drops, 3 drops, 4 drops. And if you go beyond it, you go, I feel a little bit stressed out, then drop it back. So we want to find your perfect dose for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think about adding testosterone?
Well, you know, I think it's a possibility. I just want to make sure that you don't convert it, that aromatasing, it doesn't aromatase. That was my only concern with it. Remember, we had the conversation after I spoke to Dr. Hopkins, and he had said, well, what he finds is less of a problem if you go with
Clomid
to actually look at it, and it's going to increase your FSH-LH, which would then stimulate your testosterone. The issue is, when the testosterone gets too high or the estrogen gets too high, it inhibits the production of FSH or LH. So you taking the testosterone could inhibit your own FSH-LH. That was the only thought process there. Mm-hmm. But if you can find someone who's willing to do it and you go on small doses and you get your levels tested regularly, that would be a good thing. I just want to make sure you don't go back into too high of an estrogen level.
So that's, so testosterone is not something I can get like the pregnenolone?
I wish. Now, what you could look at is pine pollen extract, which is shown to have a little bit of estrogen, testosterone effect. And that in combination with the pregnenolone and the DHEA could do the trick. But that was my main thing, is that you have to get a doctor to prescribe it.
Okay, well, I got to get a doctor on Clomid.
Either way, right, you have to get it. And you can always come to Austin and pay a visit to Dr. Hopkins here. He's not too far from you.
So I guess he'd want to see me in person first, huh?
I think legally he would have to write a prescription.
Okay.
But then he could work with you over the phone. I think that's the rule. In order for them to write a prescription, they have to see you in person. That one time. And then they can do the Telemed.
So I got my, I had some more blood work done.
Mm-hmm.
So my vitamin D was 38. Ooh. And late, so this most recent was 46.
Okay. And what was your dose on that one? Because last time we talked, you weren't consistent with your dose. That was
I wouldn't, I was kind of consistent around 5 to 10,000 units a day.
Uh-huh.
And I think back when we did our big discussion, I should have been more closer to like 50,000 a day.
Well, 50, not 50, 15 or 20. I wouldn't do 50.
So now I'm doing like 10.
Consistently.
10 to 15. Yeah, 10, the last couple of weeks. Yeah. Okay.
So do it for a good 6 weeks and then retest it.
In DHEA, I tested that. So I tested at 183, and I was at 126.
Wow.
Still below optimal, but.
Still, it moved up a lot, though. And that's just on those 2 drops twice a day?
Well, I just started that. I mean, I probably hadn't even been, it was less than a week.
Wow.
On the drops.
Wow. That's pretty good. That's pretty good movement.
And then my testosterone, I'm not sure I have this written down right. 42.8.
What was it before?
I don't know. I don't have that handy.
Okay, let me see.
Okay. I don't know if that was total or free or.
Usually they write, if it doesn't say free, it's total. They usually don't separate out the free. Okay, so J test results.
She ran another functional analysis.
So this was just, did you see her just recently, just a couple of days ago, or was that the right after you and I spoke? Because you and I spoke.
No, this is Friday.
This recent Friday, okay.
Yeah, with Lisa.
Okay. Let me go to...
And she also had me do estrogen level, blood estrogen.
Okay.
And it was 108.1, but she didn't know what it meant.
Did it have ranges?
So the reference range is 60 to 190 PG/ml.
And yours was how much?
108.
108. Okay, so it's in a range. But is that a male range or a female range?
I don't know. That's all that's on this test. It turned out she wanted me to get something called E2. But direct labs, you know, this only had one estrogen test. So this is the one I got.
So it looks like, this 1844, 345. I think these numbers are not the right ranges. From the last time. Is this the last time you had a blood runs done before this?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Did you upload it? Did you upload the report? Did you upload the report?
Yeah, I think so.
It's in here in test results and analyses. Let's see. May 7th, that was Lisa's patient report. No, I don't see it. Yeah, go ahead and upload it here, and I'll have a look at it. Sometimes, you know, depending on what lab, and if you're comparing urine with blood, it's not always...
Yeah, I don't know why she wanted me to get the... Well, I guess you wanted me to get some of these, but... And she added to it. Also tested the ferritin since it was so high to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 286.
286?
Yeah, it was 300.
So it's coming down a little bit.
Coming down a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't been eating, so, you know, that was from August of last year. And I haven't, you know, I don't eat red meat anymore, so.
But it only went down to 287.
Yeah.
And what about iron? Did you do iron at the same time?
No.
Okay. Why am I not seeing the more recent? Didn't we go over? No, we just went over your Dutch test last time, right? Okay. Well, if you can upload that file to your thing and then just send me an email and say that you uploaded it, I'll take a look.
Okay. I'm surprised it's not in there.
Did you give it to her? Did you give her the
name? She's the one that did all the up. She's the one that sent it to me by an email, and I just assumed she had uploaded it to
the blood. How did she get it?
She did a she did that comparative functional analysis run.
Oh, I see patient report. Ah, no, this is Allison. And it looks like she updated this one.
So it's going to have three columns for the three blood draws that I've done since I started the program.
Patient report May 7th. March 7th. May 7th is when she updated it. And then this one is March 20th. No, these are not the newest ones. I don't see them here.
Maybe it's in a different folder.
Maybe. J. That's the notes from our call. I don't know. I'll text her and see what...
Okay.
She has. But maybe she just didn't upload it yet. Okay.
Okay.
So she reviewed those with you. So When did you have these new blood tests? Was it between like the May 8th when I talked to you and?
Yes. Yeah, it was after we talked, of course. Yeah.
Okay. So it was between then and the, and then Friday you had the results and you reviewed it with her.
Yeah, I got the results back on Thursday. So,
so
the blood draw was a week before that.
Okay. All right. All right. I will check in with her and see if I can get a copy of what you are and we'll have a conversation.
But I don't know that it really changed much of anything other than she thought I could probably be, you know, ready for testosterone.
Yeah, I think she wanted to see what the blood level of the estrogen was to see if it was in a dangerous area. Remember we discussed how sometimes the urine, that was the DHEA, I think. No, it was the DHT. I have to look back at my notes, but that the urine, let me open this up. If there's an inhibition of a certain enzyme, that, and that's what the, yeah, retesting now is total cholesterol and total testosterone and vitamin D, 3 months, but here was it. Yeah, the epitestosterone to testosterone ratio is off, suggesting that this enzyme may not be working, which makes it water soluble, so the excretion might be low, and then the blood test to confirm. And your blood level, tell me again your blood level compared to the range.
I've written down 42.8.
42.8, and the range was?
I don't know. I don't have that page in front of me.
Okay. All right, I'll get with Lisa, and we'll converse about it and just make sure that we're giving you similar and then we're on the same page with what we're suggesting. And did you up the zinc and GLA for the?
Yeah, I started taking the zinc and 30 milligrams, and she told me be sure not to take it with magnesium because Rob, I didn't realize that. Is there like a table or a chart you've got somewhere?
We've got to put one together because it's really hard. I haven't found one. And it's a lot of work to put one together, so we haven't done that.
Yeah, I know. And so, but yeah, it just further complicates trying to take stuff, you know.
Yeah.
There's stuff, you know, we're trying to do all these tinctures on an empty stomach. So then I got to make sure that I was just trying to take all my minerals together, like potassium, zinc, and magnesium. And she said, no, don't do that. You know, take that away. So.
Liquid zinc. If you're doing liquid zinc, you can do that, and then you can take, you know, within a half an hour, you'd be able to take magnesium, or vice versa. Because if you're doing the liquid, it'll get absorbed really quickly.
Okay, and then the vitamin C, and
you don't want to do that with iodine.
With iodine, right? Yeah. So I've got to space that out.
Yeah, you know, you have to create yourself a little spreadsheet of ding ding. When am I going to take this, that, and the other thing? That's pain.
I mean, basically, I'll get up, do my exercise, eat breakfast, and take the iodine with that, and then I don't take vitamin C until I get to work. Probably be about 2 hours after the iodine.
That's fine. That's fine. Okay. All right. And it does. They don't completely negate each other. It's just you're going to need more to get the same therapeutic effect.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let me stop share. Where's my thing? Stop share. All right. So I'll check with Lisa. She's on different hours than me, but usually we end up conversing at like, you know, midnight. Yes, I'm not quite in bed and she's middle of her day. So we end up having Skype conversations and I'll make sure that I check in with her.
Okay.
Okay. And I want to see those. I want to see the actual results and all and see how they compare. All right.
All right. Thanks.
Cool. Thank you, Jay. Who else? Any other questions before we go? Who else? Did Maya ever make it back? There she is, lower hand. She has her hand up again. Let's see if I can get her. Maya, you're unmuted.
Yeah, sorry, the connection, internet connection dropped, and I've been trying to figure out how to raise my hand in, on this. Okay, so I guess where we were about was the testing, right? When it, I fell off the call?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah. Right, and I think I should order another vitamin D test also.
For sure.
Yeah, because that's always been pretty bad.
I don't know how much you heard of what I said, because when I finished, I was like, oh, she's not there. So what was the last thing you heard me say?
It was when it got garbled when Lynn was saying that she found in some other test corroboration that blood sugar can interfere with results.
With that.
So that was, and I had problem too dialing in. It kept saying there was a problem with the meeting. So.
Okay. And then I think I had said, well, if you want to do like your, fasting mimicking diet, and then take it when you got your blood sugar stabilized.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
the other leaky gut test is a lot more expensive. It's a what about the Vibrant Wellness, Lynn? Do they have a leaky gut test? They have one, right?
Yeah, we talked about that. Yes, they do.
Because I better price than the Cyrex. The Cyrex is like $225.
Right.
I don't know what their price is on the Vibrant Wellness one.
Yeah, I mean, they're, because I know I haven't done all the cross reactivity one with Cyrex either for the money reasons.
Right. I'm not feeling like I have to do that. I just feel like there's other tests that are more important than that. It's easier.
Yeah, and I don't eat most of those foods anyway.
Right, you don't eat them anyway. So I'm just like, okay, you just don't eat them. You know, do an elimination diet like I showed. This might be helpful for you. That were you there when I gave Rich this PDF?
No.
Okay, so what I showed was, because you're not on the internet, right? You're just on the phone.
Right now I'm on the phone. I was on the internet before, but now I'm on the phone.
There's this document, and let me copy it. And Lynn, could you copy that document and just shoot an email to Maya with that link to it? Like the way I feel about the cross reactivity test, sure. With most of these tests, it's really a way for people to make the decision to do what I wanted them to do anyway. But I have proof. Oh, look.
No,
some people say, well, just give me the list and I'll just avoid those things for 3 months or
whatever
and see how it goes.
Right.
So it's basically, they're in that list. And plus it's an autoimmune protocol, diet protocol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
okay,
that's
great.
If you've already paid for the test, then
you
might as well do it. So let's just make the most of it and do it when you've done the fasting.
Right, and the stuff that I have to drink would, you know, just probably throw things off for a day or so, right? Yeah. I mean, I don't know what it is that you have to drink.
It's manulose and lactose. One's a kind of sugar, and they're both kind of sugars, and one of them doesn't penetrate barrier and one of them does, and that gives you an idea of how well your intestinal barrier is working. So if you've already paid for it, do your best with fasting mimicking. You get your sugars to be a good level and then you test it again.
And
you can get me that link, that whatever you found. I want to read about what the mechanism is of why they're recommending that you don't do it, so I can understand. And usually if I understand the mechanism, I can find a workaround if there is a workaround.
Right. Well, I'm going to call Direct Labs and then see if they have, you know, information on why, because it's not, you know, that isn't printed in the instructions. They're just saying, you know, if it's over
test,
one.
You might have called Genova directly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I guess I was going to call Direct Labs in case that, you know, it was difficult to get to the numbers I needed, whether they would just credit me for a different test or something. But,
got it.
Okay. And then I had a question about is there a way of knowing how well your body can accommodate being at a higher altitude? Like I may need to spend 3 or 4 weeks in Telluride, you know, and I'm living at sea level. And I mean, well, part of it is I also may spend 3 or 4 weeks in Lake Tahoe. So, you know, that's going from what, 0 to 4 or 5 thousand.
Right.
But I think that Telluride is more like 10 or something, yeah. Or 10.
So a lot of it has to do with your ability of your red blood cells to compensate. And so if you tend to be anemic, have low red blood cell counts, then you might be more sensitive to altitude than someone who doesn't. I find that, you know, a lot of people, they need to accommodate slowly. It's really common because you're at sea level and you've got a certain concentration of red blood cells. And as you elevate, you're going to need more to give you the same oomph. So I've had situations, you know, when I've gone skiing or whatever, if I've gone, it never bothered me in Lake Tahoe, but if I went in Colorado where I'm at 10,000 feet, that it would be best to accommodate slowly and not go skiing that very first day because you could feel really off that very first day.
Just give yourself a couple of days to adjust.
Yeah, it doesn't take more than
that. And what's the level in Austin, Texas?
Austin, 0.
Oh, okay.
On top of my hill, might be 300.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I mean, obviously you're in much better shape than I am, but I just wanted to see if you were, you know, it was a similar range. And so then would it just be like doing a CWP and getting a red blood cell count that would tell me if that,
you would be a good thing to look at is to look at your red blood cell counts and see how they're doing.
Okay. Okay.
That before you go.
Right.
And of course,
now I know that
aerobic capacity too is an important indicator there. So if you're in good shape, you're biking, you're walking, you've got good aerobic capacity, right?
Then, but you know who you're talking to, right?
I know who you're talking to.
Which means mine is really terrible.
Yeah. And so, what you want to do is just extra hydration when you're going to shift altitudes. It's super important to really hydrate because a lot of people get really dehydrated and that creates.
Would something like cell food drops in water, would that help?
Yeah, you know, those kinds of things, that can be very helpful. Sure.
It's called cell food, C-E-L-L.
It's kind of like, isn't it an algae? Is that the algae-based one, cell food? Or is that
I get the reference from Lynn.
Cell food. Because I know there's a whole an algae thing they call cell food, and it's just like a blue green algae.
It says it helps oxygenate the blood. So.
Oh, yeah. So anything like that. You know, they do sell hydrogen, you know, oxygen. They sell some supplements that are oxygen.
I got it off of Amazon. It comes in a couple of little bottles.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. I'll check that out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's going to increase.
Yeah, because I know that the family that goes up there, they've started doing like hyperbaric oxygen chamber work because he had a stroke the last time he was up there. Okay. So that's, you know, that's why is causing me to be, you know, try to figure out if I'll be okay or not. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's an expensive option though, isn't it? I mean, it costs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That's why I was asking if you knew other options.
Yeah.
Well, so, he can afford that, but I can't. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the people that you've been working with, and they're just going to be up there, and you're going to go up there.
Yeah, they have a house in Telluride, and they rather than me stay home with all the dogs and cats, they'll take me. You know, they'll fly me and the dog to their house.
All right. So this is the world's number one best-selling oxygen and nutrient supplement for 50 years, used in over 90 countries. Let's see what's in it. High volatile antioxidant potency. To reduce the surface tension of water to the extracellular body fluids, which means you can hydrate better. I can't see this being... I think this could be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great.
I mean, I've been using it for about a month, and I'll be honest with you, I don't really notice much of a difference. But then I put a lot of stuff in my water anyway, like trace minerals.
And were you doing it to see if you were if it helped your exercising? Is that what you were?
I was just doing it to, you know? Because it just seems like it was a good idea. I don't
know. Ah, okay. All right, great. Well, I will definitely try that. And then the last thing it was, I had a question. I did run it by the coaches, but just curious what you would suggest is I have a lot of slices of reishi mushroom, and you know, was thinking about like making teas or tinctures from it, and I was wondering just like. One person was saying to grind it up into a powder, and then, you know, what I was thinking was just steeping it, you know, like boiling it for a certain amount of time, and then
not steeping, but it's really a decoction. I think that grinding it to a powder is difficult. It's if you've ever tried it, it's really rough. It's really tough. These reishi pieces, and I think that you can pull out the a lot of the constituents are water extractive, so I would put them in a big pot, cover them up with water, and I would just cook them for a few hours, just like, and then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Because they were saying like 10 or 15 minutes, but a few hours would.
No. Well, if you grind it up to a powder, maybe, because you're, but I think that you're going to get more out of it if you actually cook it down. You can do an alcohol extraction, but then alcohol with your blood sugar stuff isn't going to be such a great idea.
Right.
So that's what I would recommend.
Would it be worth doing, like, adding some type of alcohol to the water so it, you know, each type of compound can be pulled out, but just mostly water?
I don't see that would be good. I think reishi does really well with water extraction.
Water, great.
Okay. You can't water extract, you have to alcohol extract. But reishi does.
Oh, you know what? I have, I think, two tinctures where you know, like dropper bottles where you get it from the health food store with like multiple mushrooms, and they probably have an alcohol extraction in that. So I can take drops of that and then do the tincture or teas that I'll do with the decoction. Yeah.
Yeah, the decoction.
So how many?
I would do it for several hours. And you're going to, what you do is you do that, you pour it off. You're still going to have these big old pieces of reishi. And then you put more water in, and then you cook it again with less water the second time. But you're still going to see more and more come out. And you probably do it three times. It just pulls out a lot. And each time you do it, you just put less water with it.
But it's almost black, isn't it? It's almost black, isn't it?
Yeah, the first time at least, it will be almost black.
I mean, I've got a reishi powder that I got from Longevity Power. Which I love. It almost tastes like coffee.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
It looks like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then you just keep pouring it into the same container. And then when it's not coloring the water anymore, then you stop.
Yeah. If it's not making the water dark anymore, then you know you've exceeded it. And add it to the big batch. But you could still drink it. You're still going to get something out of it.
Right. And I'll, like, since I distill my own water, I'll do it in that, right? That would be the best. Distilled water. Okay. And
for sure.
And how many slices would you put in? They're the ones from
Mountain Rose.
Opposite.
The big ones?
Yeah, Mountain Rose.
The real big
ones? Yeah, you know, like 3 to 4 to 5 inch long pieces.
Oh, the long.
You know, they're thin, you know, cut thin slices, but they're long.
You know, I don't know off the top of my head, but you might want to look, just do a search on decoction, making a decoction with reishi, and what the proportions are.
Call Mountain Rose up and ask them.
What's that? Mountain Rose?
That's true, and they may even have that
just
on
put
the
a link.
Page.
I just put a link from Mountain Rose. No, it's a double extraction, so it does have alcohol along with the water, but it gives you something to start with.
Great, Lynn. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's great, because I bought them, more than a year ago, and I just never done anything with them. So
alcohol is probably going to float on the water, though. You don't know. They say alcohol and water. I mean, we don't know whether they do it in separate stages, you know.
Yeah, we do it separately.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. Well, thank you. That should get me started.
We wanted to look up a water extraction.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for answering my questions.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Very welcome. Great.
Yep. This year has gone by fast.
Oh my God, every year has been going by fast. Crazy.
So I have a tip.
Yes.
Yep.
So I've been buying all these various tinctures and whatnot from Hawaii Farm, and I discovered mm-hmm. that they have two websites, one of which is their newer one is HawaiiFarm.com, but then they've got another one that's an older one I ran across that is Hawaii-Farm.com, and there's a huge difference in price because the tinctures on the new site, I buy by the quart. And the quart is like $132. But on the other side, it's $99 plus maybe because I ordered three or four quarts the other day, they gave me a 15% discount on top of that. Wow. So that's a huge difference in price.
Hawaii Dashboard,
yeah.
Is the other one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Great, great. Well, yeah, that's way above what I can afford, but thanks for the tip. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I know it's expensive, but it's a lot cheaper than buying little bottles.
Yeah, you buy the little tiny bottle, or like a 1 ounce bottle for $10 or $12. So you get a whole quart, right? That's 32 of those.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. That's so I figure I've got the slices, so I'll try to make it myself and see if it'll help. So
yeah, as long as you
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll go buy those other lab tests and then try and get those done in the next few weeks and take a look at where I'm at this point.
Great. And just make sure you put them up. And if you put them into the Master Health Tracker, that would be great because it's really hard for me to read them when they're just like numbers on a piece of paper. But when we see them in an organized set of columns and we can see how it compares to your previous ones, it makes a huge difference.
Right.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Rita Marie.
I'll
catch on. Yeah. Well, that's like September. Oh. I think Tahoe's August and June and July is here. up in, San Francisco. Yeah.
Good for you, though. That sounds fun.
Great.
All right.
Yeah. Well, nice to have the fluffy, furry love taking care of people's dogs.
Bye.
All right. Thanks. Hopefully I'll see you Saturday.
That'd be great if you can make it even for the end. Super. Thank you. Except we don't have
anything
else. We'll just all call it a night. And Saturday, remind you, is from 11 to 4, I think, is our retreat. And we can, Jay and Rich came on a little bit later, but what we suggested was to go back to the assessments. I'll just show that one more time. Share screen, go back to, where are we? Okay. Still have it up here. Yeah, so if you go back to the site and you go to this ERC discovery, part two assessment scorecard. So the way you find it is from the main login screen, which has all your programs. You go down to ERC discovery. You hit start program, and then in here, assessment scorecards. And the ones I'd recommend you redo and then put into your master tracker so we can compare are under major body systems, the first two and possibly the third one if you've been having issues with like memory and mood and all that. And then come down and do the nutrient assessments. And then scroll down to obstacles and do the seven pillars. And that will be able to see where you've come from to where you are now and what your next steps might be and, where you want to go. All right. And if you do that and then you go to the master tracker, there's this page called Health Scorecards. And if you put your numbers in, if you put some in before, it'll be great because you can compare. And if you haven't, then go back to your previous runs of those and put them in here. And then you put the new one and you'll be able to see how well you've done and how far you've come. Okay, any questions on that? Mm-hmm. Great. All right. Can I stop the share? Are you still copying?
I'm good.
Good? Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys for being here. Appreciate it. And we'll see you Saturday. And if there's anything in particular you want to make sure we do, like, hey, can you demonstrate such and such a recipe again? Or can you show me some variations on burst training or anything at all you want like that? Just shoot a message to us before that and let us know. And we'll make sure we're prepared for it. I have no problem going in the kitchen and making more food because it's always nice for me the next day when I have food. Okay. Thank you guys. Did any of you make the show last Saturday?
No. I missed it.
You did, Sarah? It was fun because we made some of the, you know, the decadent old favorites that people asked about. So people had said, these are the foods I really want to learn redos on. And so what did we make? We made bacon, rice pudding.
Ooh.
What else do we make? We made a lot of desserts because that's what people wanted. We made chocolate bars, cinnamon cookies. There were 8 things that we made. Butter. We made a kind of an Alfredo-y, a ricotta cheese sauce, and then I showed how to use that to make a cream sauce for a lot of different things. We made nachos. And the pictures, I posted the pictures. I'll post them on the ERC site too, but I posted them on Unstoppable Health and on my main blog. Posted pictures of them and they're really pretty. The nachos were amazing. I mean, I was like, wow, these are really good
when do you think the replay will be up?
Well, you can get to the replay now by going to the YouTube. Lynn, do you have that handy? Lynn had posted it on Unstoppable Health. She posted that because people are having trouble getting into it. And then it usually takes my team, you know, once we upload it and they do it, it usually takes like a week, week and a half before the replay official on the site is up.
The ice cream was great.
Oh, the ice cream. Forget about the ice cream. Oh my God. It was so delicious. And we made a sundae out of it. So I put in some of the chocolate that we made, I stuck them in there and then I put strawberries and it was just beautiful. It was like a little sundae that we made. Yeah. The ice cream was phenomenal. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Lynn, if you have that, if not, go onto the Unstoppable Health Facebook page and I'll look to see if I can, copy paste that over to the ERC page and you can look on Facebook there. But yeah, it was really good. Do you have that link, the YouTube link?
I'm sorry. I had to leave for a second. Were you talking to me?
After one of these calls, after one of those shows, we send out the Vital people can get it directly, but if you're not in Vital, you can't.
You're talking about VHK?
Yeah, so if you have the YouTube link, if you can post the YouTube link in there, then you'll see it. And then the pictures, I'll repost those pictures on the site. They were really beautiful. It was really yummy. Oh, the other thing I did was I made, I made a nacho cheese. So we made multiple forms of it. So I just put a red bell pepper in the cashew mac cheese and then I poured it on the dehydrator trays. And now I have these little chunks of really nice cheese. It's really yummy. Bacon and eggplant bacon.
What did you say was the base for to get the bacon flavor?
So I used eggplant, real thin strips of eggplant. And the other one was real thin strips of coconut meat. And then in the flavor, I used a combination of herbs. There was a coconut aminos, which is like a soy sauce.
Yeah.
I had smoked paprika and then a smoked salt and cumin. Might have been turmeric in there. I don't remember.
So smoky flavoring.
Smoky stuff. Flavor, like, yeah, the smoked paprika and the smoked salt, right? I don't remember exactly how I did it. And then after, I had some of the eggplant left. And what I had done during the show is I made a marinade and I just brushed it on the eggplant and put it in. But then afterwards, I was being lazy. So I just took the eggplant slices and I put them in a bowl and I made the marinade right there. I massaged it a little bit with salt. And then I made the marinade right there, and those were the better ones. Those were crispier and more flavorful and delicious. They were all good, but that was the best. So Lynn just put the YouTube in there, so you can go directly to that, and you'll be able to see it. And then the recipe guide should be out shortly. But if you see something you want, just write it down. So within about a week and a half, usually it takes.
Dr. Rita Marie, where do we email you if we want to for questions?
Oh, erc@drritamarie.com. Always erc@drritamarie.com, and that'll get direct to me and Lynn.
Okay, so that's for, like, questions for Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that'd be great.
Recipe requests, right.
Yeah, I mean, we can pull out an hour. I mean, we can get a lot done in an hour. And just, you know, if we have 3, 4, 5 different people, different recipe things, we can just do that. I just want to know in advance because it takes a little bit different setup to get that done. You know, got to make sure I have the camera set up and all that.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Any other questions, comments? You good? All right, have a great rest of the evening. Enjoy this lovely weather. I don't know if it's lovely in Houston, Jay. I'm sorry if it's humid on top of the heat. But here at least it's dry heat. But it was 95 today.
No, it's pretty standard what it is.
Yeah, it's once you get to May through October, pretty standard here. But, all right. Bye.
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 Good night. Thank you.